We all know that there are special qualities to playing a musical instrument. Music is an art form, a performing art. And just as these qualities are an integral part of playing music, they may also be integral to playing sports. Here with someone who knows what this is all about is KGO Radio San Francisco sports director Rich Wolkoff.
Omar Vizquel plays shortstop for the San Francisco Giants, but he's not your everyday Major League shortstop, or is he? You see, sometime this year, Omar will break Hall of Famer Luis Aparicio's all-time record of 2,583 games played by a Major Leaguer at that position. That's a lot of days at shortstop. And Omar is also a Gold Glove Award winner 11 times over and is himself a candidate to be in the Hall of Fame. Well, Omar, I guess we can call you a Renaissance man. Besides being a great athlete, he's an accomplished musician and plays a number of percussion instruments. And he's now with us to talk about the connection between playing baseball and playing music. Well, first of all, Omar, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Rich. I think I had a pretty good career throughout the years. I really take pride all the time that I put into baseball, and I think right now it's paying off.
Yeah, you've had almost half your life as a major leaguer, right? Started with the Mariners way back in 1989. Does that make it your 20th year in the big leagues in 08?
Yes, it is. I mean, I think I have a lot of things to celebrate this year, some of those records that you're talking about, and especially my 20th year in the big league. I don't think too many people can do that, and I'm feeling pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, especially at a position like shortstop, which has so many physical demands.
Yeah, it is a tough position. You know, you have to be in shape almost every year. I think it is a challenge not only to major league, but only against yourself, because you got the tendency to gain some weight sometimes, and you lose the flexibility and you lose the quickness. And I think if you don't keep yourself sharp, you lose those conditions.
Well, you're a lean, mean playing machine. And we know you've kept it about, what, 170 or 175 for so long. So you still look like a 20-year-old out there.
Well, thank you very much. But it's hard work. You know, late in my career, I've been learning how to eat better and how to keep myself more flexible. And I think at this time of my life, I still feel pretty good about playing in major league level.
Yeah, I wonder if drumming keeps you in good shape. That's one of your instruments of choice, correct?
Well, yeah. You know, I started playing drums about 6-7 years ago. I bought a set and I put it in my garage and I started driving people crazy around the house. I think it's most of it of a hand-eye coordination where you really have to beat the drums in the right position and stuff in order for you to get the sound that you want.
And what drew you to the instrument itself? What drew you to drums?
Well, I always liked rock and roll music, and, playing air drums didn't help much. You know, I looked kind of like crazy when I was playing in the car or I was playing in the shower or something. And then I decided to buy the real thing and see what can come out of it. And, I think for a guy that never take classes, I think I can play pretty good. I can keep the beat.
Now, what about the rhythm of music and the rhythm of the baseball game?
Well, sometimes in a baseball game, it can get really slow. You know, it reminds you of one of those slow songs, you know, sung by Celine Dion. But some of the times, you know, when you're playing a team that really can hit the ball, it keeps you active all the time. It reminds you of a fast rock and roll song, you know, that you have to keep in your feet all the time and you have to keep moving.
Yeah, do you get a sense that there's a rhythm to a game, you know, as you play the game? Do you find that rhythm is a key component?
I think so. There are some weeks or some months when you really can find that beat, you know, when you can't wait to get into the ballpark to start winning again.
Like last year, the rhythm ebbed and flowed for you with the Giants.
Yeah, there were some times where the games can go pretty slow, and then it didn't matter what you did. The games didn't seem to go your way. We have a pretty bad skid there when we lost like 12 games in a row, and we felt pretty frustrated. But there are also the good times when everything goes your way, and even the calls from the umpires are good for your team, and you can't wait to get into the baseball game to play the next game again.
Yeah, I sometimes think that maybe the mind can get in the way of the musician or the baseball player in his game. Do you get that sense if you start thinking about your music or thinking about your game that it may undermine your effort or performance?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think, a lot of people say that 80% of this game is mental, and I completely understand that when you are really concentrate on what you have to do when nothing else bothers you in the outside except the baseball game. When you're focused, I think you be able to perform a lot better.
Yeah, how about feeling something from the crowd as a musician or as a ball player? And do you feed off of that either musically or as a baseball player?
Well, I learned through the years that if you take your eyes off the baseball field and you're looking at the stands, I think that you're not going to be able to concentrate as much. I mean, you can feed out of them with the noise and all the energy by listening to it and then trying to apply that motivation into your game.
Mm-hmm. How about the energy of the crowd? You're not going to focus on what's out there in the stands, but do you get motivated or sometimes more aroused by the energy of the stadium?
Yeah, no doubt. I think, a lot of people pay the money to watch the game and to kind of like support you throughout all these games. And that is a great motivation. I think having the people behind us is a great motive for us to play better.
I think most people would consider music an art form, but most people do not see baseball as an art form. What do you make of that?
Well, it's an art on the way that everybody have their own personal habits and the different ways to approach the field. Like when you're a hitter, there is so many different ways to stand at the plate. And when you're a pitcher, you do different moving. And all this is a creative art. You know, everybody have to create their own ways to make you feel better at the plate or to make you throw the ball better in the mound.
Yeah, so I guess you would then consider yourself an artist when you're playing baseball.
Well, I am, because not everybody moves the same and not everybody make the play at the same way. So we are considered also on the way some artists.
Yeah, do you think other baseball players and athletes from other sports consider themselves artists?
I think so. You know, if you take a look at basketball players, the way that they dunk the ball, if you take a look at quarterback, the way they throw the ball, all these guys are artists in their own way because they have that particular way to throw the ball or to do a thing.
Yeah. Now, do you have friends in other sports that you may talk about this aspect of the game, if you will, about the artistry of the sports?
Well, I have a couple of friends that play soccer back in Venezuela, and, we talk a little bit about that, but we don't really get into it too much. I think everybody's a professional and know the things that they need to do to be successful in their careers.
Now, obviously, most people turn to the sports page and they think about hits and runs and winners and losers and the like, but I don't think most fans, casual fans, would consider what you do as an art form in one sense. Yet, the perception is perhaps changing now that people are looking at sports in a different light. Do you get a sense that that's the case?
Not from where we are on the field. I don't think that we really we can really get what people think about us when they're watching the game from the stands. Just when you get to read the newspapers or when you get to hear a comment on TV, that you realize that you've been an entertainment and you have a different way to do things. But no, I don't think that we are really thinking about that when we are on the field.
You know what's funny is that in the locker room before a game, I've seen you play sort of like the DJ, running the music and spinning the records and such. So I know it's in your blood, and I know it's something that you run with in a big-time way to prepare you to play the game.
Yeah, there is no way that I can go through a day without listening to a song or some music in somehow. You know, I really like music. I think it brings happiness to my life. I think it reflects my personality when I hang out with the guys outside or when I'm in a car listening to loud music. It's really hard for me not to be listening to something.
Yeah, do you feel like you have to connect with your type of music? Because I know in some locker rooms it's a big bone of contention. You've got different factions who want to hear different music to get ready for the game in a different way. Either that or you put on your own headset and your little earbuds and you listen to your own iPod music.
Exactly. Nowadays we got the iPods going. Almost everybody have one of those in their lockers because not everybody like the music that is sounding through the loudspeakers in the clubhouse. So we have a problem when different guys are pitching that they like different kind of music, like they like country and they like rock, and some of the guys like 70s music. So then you go to your iPod and listen to your own music in the headphones.
You know, it's fun to see you enjoy your sport so much and to feel the joy in the game that you play. And I guess music is just an extension of that, because you sing on the ball field there, Omar Vizquel.
Well, thank you. You know, it's hard not to. In between innings, they play songs. When a guy come up to play, they play songs. And you get to pick your own song also when you come up to the plate. And, you know, that kind of like give you a little incentive, a little motivation when you get a hit.
Yeah, you got to feel the music, feel the beat, and make it happen. Omar Vizquel, shortstop for the San Francisco Giants and an accomplished musician. Thanks again for being with us.
Thank you, Rich, very much.
From what we just heard Omar Vizquel say, there are a number of similarities between playing baseball and playing music. You could say that just as music is an art form, so is baseball. Now, Joel, I know that the arts have been removed from the curriculum in many, many schools. Will the arts be a part of the Arte school curriculum?
Absolutely, Martin. You know, I don't understand how the arts could not be a part of any type of curriculum. And I know because of budget cuts and things like this, a lot of schools have had to...
That's what I was going to say, money.
Right, yeah,
or
right.
Priorities, you know.
Probably a combination of the two. Yeah. That's right. And it's really sad because as Omar Vizquel was saying, there's something very rich to the arts that's an internal experience where you want to be there. You want to be doing that. It's an intrinsic kind of thing. And just as the arts... were a part of the original, what we now call the Olympic Games. The arts were actually a part of these games at Delphi and Isthmia and Nemea and Olympia. Painting was a part of these games. Prose writing was a part of these games. Music was a part of these games. So the arts were a part of the whole athletic experience, if you will, the whole learning experience in ancient Greece. And certainly they will be a part of the Arete school because, as I said, it connects us to something deeper. And this is just as important as anything a child's going to learn as far as facts and information. And again, will certainly be an integral part of the Arete school curriculum. So we hope people will support the Arete school. And in so doing, you're not only supporting this way of learning through the positive aspects of sport culture, you're also supporting the arts as an integral part of the total learning experience.
Mm-hmm. How can they support it and how can they help out?
Right. Just by clicking on Donate below the screen on the website, and that'll take them to the American Sports Institute website, where then they'll be instructed in how to make that contribution.